California Ag Today. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh. Wine grape harvest is going well into Temecula area of Riverside County, east of San Diego. And Ben Drake manages wine grapes and avocado operations there. Drake is also a grower board member of the California Department of Food and Agriculture. And he tells us about the wine grape harvest happening this week.
We're doing real well. We had some real hot weather in the middle of June, which caused some problem for us and reduced some of our yields down. We got through that warm weather and vines recovered, some of the fruit recovered. So we're seeing a slight reduction somewhere between 10 and 20% overall in our yields because of that hot spell we had in June. We started harvest towards the end of July. I'm anticipating that I'm going to finish up probably the end of this week. There's some wineries that have already completed, and there's probably one or two more that'll probably go another week and they'll be done.
And Drake's harvest is all done by hand, not machines yet.
There's only one winery in the Temecula area that does have a machine. But everything we do, it's all done by hand.
And Drake said that hand labor is all going to change soon because the overtime bill is going to be in place. And he's looking at machines that will dramatically decrease the hours of his workers. And that's something that the ag industry warned the assembly before they passed AB 1066. And Drake said, well, it's been a long season.
I grow about 35 to 36 different varieties, so it allows me to pick some earlier and some later, and that's just the way they mature, and it allows us to have plenty of time to get everything harvested.
Thinking of buying or selling agricultural property? Think Pearson Realty, the industry leader in farm real estate brokerage for nearly 100 years. Call a Pearson Realty experienced ag property specialist today at 559-432-6200. Again, 559-432-6200.
The California Farm Water Coalition was formed in 1989 to increase public awareness of agriculture's efficient use of water and promote the industry's environmental sensitivity regarding water. Mike Wade is the executive director of the coalition, based in Sacramento, and he has major concerns of the State Water Resources Control Board proposal of taking 40% of the water from many irrigation districts along the rivers that drain into the San Joaquin River, which will increase flows in the Delta to protect the fish on the endangered species list.
Endangered Species Act is important for the United States, and we want to see it work. It's not working. It's not helping fish, and it's hurting communities. So there needs to be a revision in how we deal with some of the species management issues. What's happened in the past isn't helping salmon. What's happened in the past isn't helping Delta smelt. And you'd think someone would get a clue that maybe other things are in play. There are other factors that need to be addressed. And the State Water Board doubling down on the same tired old strategy is not going to work any more than it has in the past.
And believe it or not, the State Water Resources Control Board said if they take that 40% of flow from those rivers, it will decrease agricultural economic output by $64 million, or 2.5% of the baseline average for the region, and will also force growers in the area to use more groundwater, which they have not needed to do because they're members of these great agricultural irrigation districts. On Twitter, well, give us a follow at CalAgToday. This is California Ag Today.